The war in Iraq has been an issue of choice for Democrats seeking to challenge President Bush next year, and some of them are revising their positions, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
President Bush's victory speech hailed the troops and the Iraqis and proclaimed freedom, the winning side in the war. He said the moment of capturing Saddam Hussein was achieved through patience, resolve, and focused action. And he reiterated his belief that ousting the former leader of Iraq was essential to the U.S. war against terrorism.
The war on terror is a different kind of war, waged capture by capture, cell by cell, and victory by victory. Our security is assured by our perseverance and by our sure belief in the success of liberty. And the United States of America will not relent until this war is won.
Democrats, who hoped to challenge President Bush for the White House, welcomed Saddam's capture as well, but with differing attitudes. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, thought to be the frontrunner in the approaching Democratic primaries, said he hopes nabbing Saddam will change the course of the occupation of Iraq.
This is a real opportunity to internationalize the effort in Iraq, and I urge for the president to use this extraordinary opportunity to reach out to the United Nations again, to NATO, to other countries, to bring in troops from other countries to replace our troops so we may begin to bring ours home.
Though Dean has been outspoken in opposing the administration's handling of the war, he said the president deserves a day of celebration. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, also contender for the Democratic presidential nomination, took the occasion to point out that he has consistently supported President Bush in the military operations.
If Howard Dean had his way, Saddam Hussein would still be in power today, not in prison.
And like Lieberman, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry also voted more than a year ago in support of a war against Iraq. Unlike Lieberman, though, Kerry has backed away from that vote in recent months. But yesterday, he sounded somewhat different about Saddam's capture.
Well, it's terrific. I mean, I think it's exciting. I mean, look, I've voted to hold him accountable, and we've taken a lot of flack about it. But on the other hand, it doesn't solve the problem. I mean, I've said all along that we ought to hold him accountable. We ought to do it with a real coalition.
Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt and North Carolina Senator John Edwards also called Saddam's capture a positive development, and they joined Kerry and Dean in calling on President Bush to widen the international coalition operating in the country. But on this day, it was hard for Democrats to get the public's ear. Virginia Senator John Warner, a powerful Republican and the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said capturing Saddam is not only a military victory for the troops, but a political victory for the president.
The president's hand is greatly strengthened because he stood the course in the face of a barrage of criticism, and he never flinched from the moment he made the decision to send our troops into harm's way, nor did the troops flinch. They kept their mission straight going.
Political analysts say the president will almost surely get a boost in approval ratings, with the only question being how long that boost will last. Military spokesmen and the president's aides were careful yesterday not to depict this event as the end of violent resistance in Iraq or as the end of the U.S. commitment there. But they were all clearly convinced that the mission in Iraq and the president's mission at home had finally taken a long and satisfying step forward. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.